Oh, I see what's going on here.
Grant, I regret to inform you that I violated the terms of our blood oath as podcasting co-hosts.
Oh, no. What, you cut me out of the podcast? Edited me out completely or something?
No, I not only told people about the existence of this show, but
no.
I explicitly sent the Spotify link to two people.
Who are these people?
They're friends of ours. Not ours being Aaron and mine, not yours.
Okay, that's what I assumed.
Yeah.
I was like, friends? When did I get those?
But no, I wanted to bring this to you, heart in hand. Not
Does
because I need forgiveness, but because just now I was at a lab happy hour.
Yeah.
And for Aaron's lab, and once we're done with this, I think people are still going to be there. I'll probably go back.
You didn't have to leave for me.
It's okay. We already planned this. We got to get the content out for the people, Grant. We have two more who probably will stop after one episode, but that's okay.
I was going to say, we could have unplanned this. And if you've already given it to them, they're probably going to listen before this episode comes out.
No, that's okay. No, so one of them said, I'm so happy to know that how did he put it? He said, I'm so happy to know that I'm not the only person that you mercilessly roast. And I said, hey, Grant gives it back to me sometimes. I'm relentless, but you have the zingers.
Me? Or yeah. They?
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some zingers. Aren't zingers, are they a candy? I don't know.
That doesn't sound familiar. As a resident edible. Candy aficionado.
Oh, it's a Hostess product.
Really?
Yeah, I knew it was a...
Oh, these things unhealthy look snack awful. Food.
What do you mean? They look
add a little zing
wonderful.
To your snacking routine.
Like the raspberry ones? Look at those.
Man, I'm a zebra cakes guy. These don't do it for me.
Yeah. I'm kind of playing it along here, but yeah, I'm to break the persona, I also zingers aren't I'm a Little Debbie sort of person.
Mm-hmm.
That's my preferred I just feel it's funnier. It's a funnier, like, Hostess. Okay, it's Hostess, whatever. But, like, it's just a really good euphemism for a little extra tubby around the midside. Like, it's more come on, Little Debbie,
Let's see what Little Debbie has that I don't know about. The cakes are obviously what's important.
Or wait, are they the same?
We got... The Little Debbie website under cakes, we got unicorn cakes, birthday cakes, chocolate cupcakes, devil creams, devil squares, fancy cakes, frosted fudge cakes, strawberry shortcake rolls, Swiss rolls, zebra cakes, zebra cake rolls, and strawberry Swiss rolls.
They also got, don't they have friggin', I swear cosmic brownies are a Little Debbie product, or am I wrong?
Well, I was looking at cakes. You are correct.
Yeah,
The brownie options. They do have cosmic brownies, turtle brownies, and mini brownies. Under pastries, we do got honey buns and pecan spin wheels.
I just found a list titled 17 Little Debbie Snacks Ranked Worst to Best.
Worst to Best? Oh.
Well, like, the article starts with 17.
This is where I need, like, a Little Debbie tier list.
We could do that.
Okay, there is a community tier list. On tier maker for Little Debbie things. Would you like to guess what is in there? They call it the goat tier, but S tier. What would you put in there?
Give me a sec. I'm still scrolling. This is number two? What's... Well, I feel like I might have cheated by reading this whole list.
Well, it might be different than...
Quickly.
What the community thinks, whoever the community is.
So this is like S tier, whatever they call it?
Yeah.
There's got to be cosmic brownies up there, right?
Cosmic brownies are up there.
Yeah.
I will give you... There are six things...
Oh.
...that the community put in S tier.
Are the Little Debbie, like, cupcakes, like the chocolatey ones, whatever, with the, like, swirly frost or, like, white swirls on it?
And filled with cream?
Yeah.
Yep, those are in there. Two for two, Grant.
I feel like I definitely... Without looking at the list, I wouldn't have remembered that oatmeal cream pies are a Little Debbie snack that people do love. I'm not a big fan of them, but is that it?
That's another one.
What about honey buns?
Honey buns are up there.
And
two more.
Oh my god. I feel like this is sad almost if I get all of them. Which is making me question if I want to just like throw it and suggest something terrible, like the Christmas cakes, but I'm not suggesting that. Have I already said zebra cakes?
You have not.
Are they up there?
The community did not put them up there. Ooh. Which I don't agree with. But what can you do?
What are those like? There's something crunchy. They're like a round thing with
star
like
Star Crunch?
Yes.
That's not in there either. That's in the good tier.
Okay. Well, what's the other things up there? Nutty Buddy.
Nutty Buddy?
There we go. I didn't even remember that was a thing until... Wait, how did I miss that? Was that even not even in the other list?
I don't know.
I skimmed the list too fast because I was looking for where freaking Cosmic Brownies were. I just wanted to make sure they were near the top.
The last one is Swiss Rolls.
Swiss Rolls? I'm no. with you.
Zebra Cakes outclass Swiss Rolls every day of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I like the form factor of a Swiss Roll, I gotta admit. It is, like, more conducive to eating.
Yeah.
It's a simpler eating experience, because it's a linear eating experience, you know? It's not a planar eating experience.
Hmm. Is that better for you?
Oh, it's simpler.
That is an interesting... I'm gonna take that, and the next time I go to, like, a grill out, I'm going to
ask about hot dogs,
hot dogs and hamburger. Yeah.
I'm not saying that one is...
A man with a linear taste.
I'm not saying that, like... A linear eating experience is fundamentally better, but for something like a Little Debbie cake, I'm not trying to like have an intellectual experience here. I have to think about it. I just want to like shamefully eat my snack and hope no one catches me.
You know what? Maybe that is the thing, and maybe it is my intellectual bent that leads me towards zebra cakes.
You call me dumb?
No, you called yourself dumb.
That logic does kind of hold up a little bit. I'm having a hard time thinking of ways to argue this.
Well, you do. I feel like here's the thing: you are you find the perfect middle ground by liking cosmic brownies because you kind of have an option. They are thin enough when mm-hmm. they're in, like the two to a side. You know, you can like have a fairly linear experience there, mm-hmm. or you can like break it up and have like two small zebra cake style things. Like it's really a choose your own adventure situation. There
got a lot of freedom with them.
Yes.
I'm trying to think back to the last time I had cosmic brownies. It's something that I do not know if I will ever purchase again in my life because of how shameful I felt doing so.
You know, there is a like a sad quote that I have that every once in a while I break out for people, which is, you know, like you never know when you're going to do something for the last time. And when mm-hmm. you just say that out of nowhere, it's kind of like, oh, that is kind of sad. But when it has to do with Little Debbie snack cakes, it's kind of like almost a curiosity, like, you know, when was actually the last time and the like acceptance that it probably will be the last time, unless you want to go out on your own terms, you know, be like, no, this will be the last time.
Yeah, I feel like
probably
the little
best
Debbie's,
to not remember.
Yeah, I'm probably okay with it because I feel like intentionally going into it would set me up for failure. Of like not, because I feel like, yeah, it wasn't like a, there's certainly some shame associated with the experience of just like having purchased them and then eating them faster than I should have. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if I'm like consciously thinking about it, it will like make it worse. Because sure. Then I'll be like thinking about, that's the problem with foods like this. If I remember that I have it, it will get eaten faster.
I feel that.
The only way shameful snack foods last around my apartment is because I do not remember that I have it, or I do not remember where I put it. I've definitely done that at times, like put chips in a place where I've never put chips before intentionally so I don't eat them all in one sitting, and then like months later I'm like getting out my crock pot and all of a sudden I eat a whole bag of chips that afternoon because I didn't remember I even had any.
I say refilling your Q-tip container.
Yeah, I refill my Q-tip container, and I notice that I have a whole Q-tip container full of Takis. And for some reason, my ears are feeling really spicy.
You know what? Q-tips say they're not for your ears. Takis also say they're not for your ears, so really, they're kind of the same thing.
Yeah, they are both smaller than my elbow, so my doctor says I can't put them in my ear. Have you ever heard that before?
No. That's such a weird thing to compare against, because first of all, what is it, the size of my elbow? You know, that's like a weird thing to measure. And it's not like I can get my elbow to my ear to know what that feels like.
That's the whole point, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Like that's
this,
the,
that... Did you just blinker fluid me or something?
Yeah. Wait, did I... No, I don't think so. What do you...
Well, kind of. That's like the gag I assume you're getting at.
Well, no. Blinker fluid is to laugh at someone, like, for them not noticing it. Okay. I feel like this is like, it's a two-parter about like why you, the fact that you should never stick anything in your ear.
Oh, okay.
Because like, A, you don't want to stick anything, like, because it's too big to fit in your ear in the first place. But then it also is in like a configuration where even if it was small enough to fit in your ear, you still couldn't get it in your ear.
Fair.
So it's like, definitely don't put things in your ears.
Gotcha.
But the problem with that is then why do they put my happy button like right next to my eardrum? Do you ever use Q-tips on your ears, Mark, even though you're not supposed to?
Yeah, of course I do.
Doesn't it feel good? Or do you not like that?
Well, I don't dislike it. I think I like the satisfaction of like having done it. I kind of get what you're going at. It's yeah. You're just saying it with so much positivity that it's kind of off-putting.
That it feels weird?
Yes.
Like somebody who's like too like into something?
Yeah,
normal?
Exactly.
Like someone who's like really excited about like peanut butter or something?
Sure.
It's just like, what do you mean
or
by...
Or Q-tips.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, I have a story to tell before we get way too off track.
Yeah, I saw it. You got to tell a story.
Let me paint you a picture. I'm on my lunch walk. I'm wrapping it up, and I decide to sit in a little parklet that is in between. It's kind of in between two big buildings in the Uber headquarters.
Where are you sitting? In a what?
A parklet, let's call it. It's a small. It's you know, it's like a paved area near these Uber buildings that went up several years ago. And as part of them building in this area, I think they were required to install some like other public space with like art and stuff, whatever. But there's a bunch of like metal tables and chairs that's, you know, pretty cool to just hang out at for a little bit. Pretty conveniently located. So I'm hanging out at these tables and I'm just like listening to a podcast playing on my phone. And I see two guys walking up. They're like, they look around our age. I would probably peg them like a little younger by a few years would be my guess. They say, hey, can we talk to you for a minute?
Uh-oh.
And I say, sure. I wanted to say, this is a very not Mark experience. I like take out one of my earbuds and I was like, what's up? Because, you know, sometimes I don't think they led with. They may have just said, like, hey, or whatever, you know? And they didn't look, like, threatening or whatever. So, you know, typically if someone just, like, says something to me, I'll, you know, maybe they need direction somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
And they say, we're reporters. Is it okay if we talk to you for just, like, a couple minutes?
Uh-oh.
And I kind of give them a look, and I'm like, and, you know, one of the guys, the, like, main guy who talked the whole time, had kind of shaggy hair, kind of dressed, kind of, I don't know, just, like a thick coat and kind of grungily, I don't know, not like off-putting, but very like, this is also why I think that they're younger than us.
Did the other guy look like a dog? Years.
No.
Oh. So it wasn't Mr. Ink Undercover?
No. So this guy, he pulls out his little like tiny black notebook, you know, and I just kind of stare at them for probably a little too long. I don't know, because I was just like, I've never been asked this before, you know? And so I say, about what?
That's fair.
Yeah, and he says, well, about the fact that OpenAI is going to start leasing space in these Uber buildings and like what that could do to the area with like a big influx of potentially like over 1,000 people in like this neighborhood.
Oh. Did you know about this before?
Aaron had told me. I didn't remember in the moment. Aaron was like, oh, yeah, I told you about that. And I was like, oh, okay. After I relayed this story to her. So, yeah, it wasn't like something that was on my radar as like a thing that someone would be reporting on for sure. So, whatever.
Wait, can I interrupt quick?
Please do.
So, when they first came up to you, did they just said, like, can we interview? Like, did they say who they were with?
They just said, like, hey, we're reporters. Can we talk to you for a couple minutes? That's all they said.
Okay.
And based on a little note that they said, because I, you know, so spoiler alert, I said, I stared at them after they said what they wanted to talk to me about. Again, for just a little too long, and the guy said, it'll only be like 2 minutes. And I said, I literally probably looked at my watch and and just kind of, and I like very, in my mind, I very dramatically shrugged and said, yeah, why not?
Not that.
And I felt like very like Midwestern dad almost, you know? Yeah. And the benefit is I was already sitting at a table with several chairs around it. So they're like, you know, it wasn't sitting at like a park bench or something. And they just stand in front of me. They're like, oh, can we sit down? Like, yeah, sure, whatever.
And you were sitting, so it wasn't like you could play it off like, oh, actually, I got to be somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I was just finishing this puzzle on my phone. I was going to be right off. So, yeah, they sit down. They introduce themselves. I already forgot their names. They definitely didn't say, like, who they were with, but one of them talked about like a protest at the school that they're going to, so I was kind of like, oh, okay, so they're like student reporters, which also put me at ease. Like, whatever. And if anything ever felt weird, it's not like it would have been difficult to just stop the conversation, you know?
Yeah.
So in my head I was just kind of like whatever, you know. I was already thinking ahead that I don't feel like I have anything to say about any of this.
Yeah.
So, worst case scenario, I'm just going to be part of the people in the area say kind of a thing, you know?
Or you'll be so mundane that they won't care.
Exactly. So they, you know, they ask if I'm okay if they record the conversation. I was like, yeah, that's fine. So the guy pulls out his phone and starts recording and blah, 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 blah. And he just asks, like, you know, like, what brings you to this area? And I was like, I live near here. And they ask, what do you think of, like, the fact that OpenAI is moving in here, the effect that could have on the neighborhood, like, it being busy or whatever, and any thoughts on, like, AI in general? And so immediately I was like, okay, so these guys aren't good reporters, because that's two very different questions that they're asking me to answer. And I don't remember what I said, you know. I was just like, yeah, no, I mean, it could be interesting, yada, yada, yada. I don't really pay attention because it's probably just going to be like, we see buses of people come in to the Uber headquarters and drop people off, and the buses come back in the afternoon and pick them up to ship them off to wherever they're living. And I have pretty high expectations that whatever happens with OpenAI is probably going to be rather similar. Some people might move into the area, but a lot of people probably won't. I don't remember what I said about like the AI thing. So then they ask, like, you know, oh, we've been talking to people in the area, they talk about how like this is kind of a sleepy part of the city, and you know, it's not very like, it's very quiet at night and stuff, and blah blah blah. Like, what do you think about this could change? And yeah, you know, it's like, oh yeah, it could be interesting to see if anything can stay open later. Right now it's only like people show up when there's a sporting event. Otherwise, yeah, it's pretty dead. I kind of don't mind it that way, but yada yada yada. And then they're like, cool, can we like write down some contact information, like whatever you're comfortable sharing? And so I just wrote down like my name and my email, because whatever. And then they said, cool, thanks for your time. And it probably was literally less than 2 minutes, and then they just like walked off. So okay. So it was weird. I was, you know, I was a man on the street for the first time ever.
Yeah,
for something entirely inconsequential. But maybe I'll have to try and figure out what the heck they're from. If I could remember their names, it might have been easier, but I didn't really pay that close attention, to be honest.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, it's...
But it felt worth sharing, because in the moment and afterward, I was just thinking to my, and that's why I wrote it down, I was just, like, almost shocked by my own response to it, like, what was going on in my head that I just, like, participated in all of this in a way that I feel like I normally wouldn't. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I've just changed, maybe I'm just a new man.
It feels like something that I wouldn't do. but it feels like something that's more something I would do than you. So yeah. I'm surprised too. I think it's interesting.
I feel like if the situation hadn't been so, if they knew one thing, it was how to pick their target. You know, they weren't just stopping everyone they walked by because I wasn't the only person in this vicinity, but I was the only person sitting down at a table with his legs, like, you know, like crossed playing a game on his phone.
Yeah.
So they were probably fine just coming up to me. I'm very good at saying no to all the people on the corner who want me to just sign things, but
yeah,
these people seem pretty harmless and seem to be so.
I didn't tell you who they work for.
That is true, but I didn't accidentally let slip like my mom's maiden name or anything. Yeah. So I'm probably in the clear.
Well, I was thinking like they didn't let you know who they work for, so not to be rude, but probably not competent enough to be dangerous. I don't know.
I'm not too concerned to be dangerous.
Yeah, that's cool. If you figure it out, who the heck they were or something.
Yeah, I'll let you know if I ever think about trying to look it up.
Yeah,
I feel like I need to start. Like, I need to do my own investigative journalism now until I track them down.
Who they are. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, so the only thing I have to go on is the fact that a school around here was having some sort of protest.
Wait, oh, it was like about this?
No.
Oh.
I think that just like there was a protest happening at their school.
Yeah.
Because one of the second guy whose name I'm pretty sure started with an E, it was like something along the lines of Enrique.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't think of a single E name now that you said that, other than Mr. E.
Yeah, he mentioned that and then he didn't say anything else. The other guy did all the talking. So I probably should have paid closer attention to his name. But maybe they'll send me an email. Maybe if they decide that it's worth doing anything with anything I said, then maybe they'll get in touch, ask for my permission.
Yeah.
And I'll say, was it worth it to you?
Yeah. Have you ever, like, had, like, a quote or something ever, like, publicized? I don't know, like...
Well, I've told you about the time that I was featured in the Plymouth, Minnesota Cub Foods newsletter.
Have you? Am I a bad friend?
I was a sixth grader.
Did you, like, win some nerd competition?
No. I found $220 in cash.
I do remember this. Yep.
Yes, and I returned it, and there is a newsletter article of me shaking. You know, there's a picture of me shaking the manager's hand as, you know, and there were quotes about, like, I don't even know if I was technically quoted in it, but the manager was quoted being like, you know, it's so great being in such an honest area, blah, 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 you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't remember if I was actually quoted, but my likeness is out there.
Yeah.
Other than that, in terms of, like, a quote in a paper or something like that, nothing that I can think of.
Okay.
Yeah. I do have a short story published. Does that count?
Sure. Well, but isn't it something that you, like, sought out to have published?
Well, yeah, I submitted
it. I was more
it.
Of, like, asking about the experience of, like, you volunteered time or information to somebody else, and then they actually ended up using it because they thought it was valuable or interesting or whatever.
Yeah. Well, that was that manslaughter case. No, I can't think of anything. How about you?
I've had an experience like that, and I thought, are you, like, participated in, like, an academic study, and then was in, like, presentations that people, or, like, at presentations that people who did the study, like, presented their work in. And part of it was, like, it was, like, a, not important what it was, but they, like, used quotes from, like, my time in the study, and, like, they, like, anonymized everything. So I'm the only person who knows, other than them. But it was very fascinating to sit in the presentation and hear them, like, talk about something that I was saying in, like, a way I was addressing a problem, or, like, way I was, like, approaching a problem and solving it.
Cool.
And it was very, very fast, because, like, in my mind I was like, because I remember the moment when I said the thing that they, like, quoted, or the, like, whatever I said, because I was, like, explaining my reasoning on how I got the way to an answer. And in my mind, in that moment, I vividly remember thinking, like, oh my god, I'm gonna sound so dumb saying this out loud. Like, this is the stupidest freaking thing. I should just shut up and not say anything, because I'm gonna sound dumb when I say this.
Mm-hmm.
but they were like very fascinated in it and like
found it to be a metaphor for this show.
Yeah, sure. Just saying some dumb crap that I think I shouldn't be saying and I should just shut up, because that's what I was thinking the second half of that story.
It's been 5 years of it.
I don't get how you can handle it, but that's on you.
I listened to it twice.
Yeah, but the second time, isn't it faster?
Now it is, yeah, actually. Used to not be, but then the app I use introduced 1.5 speed playback.
Yeah, I feel like I don't talk fast enough for that. I feel like I talk slow enough that it should be like 2 or 3.
Well, I think I can go up to 2, but then it sounds so bad that you couldn't edit. Like, I still want to be able to hear something that is wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not about just listening to it for the sake of listening to it. You know, I do actually do things when I edit. Okay.
You're not just trying to just speed run it.
No.
I get you.
No, because then I could just not do it at all. Grant has brought Fraz by Jeff Mallett. We have Fraz, our friendly neighborhood school janitor, I believe is what he's acting as, essentially. Right now, he has a garbage can and some sort of bin of something. I don't know. And he is looking askance over his shoulder at a small girl who has her arms crossed and is asking, is it better to pick through the trash first and get it over with? Or sift through the recyclables first and maybe not have to deal with the trash? And Fraz, who is now holding what is indeed, I guess, a recycling bin, says, you're supposed to put stuff into those containers, not take stuff out. And the girl kind of gives like a big, like, toothy, I don't even know how to explain this sort of face. There's an emoji for it, pretty sure. But she is showing off all of her teeth and says, evidently not orthodontic, quote, stuff. Tough.
For the emoji, I would describe it as the emoji.
Yeah, it's the Darla look from Finding Nemo.
Darla? Is that her name?
The girl who like antagonizes the fish in the fishbowl?
Yeah.
In the aquarium? Yeah, it's Darla.
Wow. I had that. I don't know what her, I did not know, obviously, I did not know what her name was. But if you had given me 100 guesses, none of them were going to be Darla. I thought it had a D in it too, or like, it was like, a D name feels correct, but I would have never guessed that.
Well, picture Darla, but not like in a incredibly creepy way, just in a, I'm trying to show my teeth way. And that's what this girl's face looks like in the final frame.
Okay. Oh, wait, I can see it. You're explaining this for listeners' value, aren't you?
Yeah. I keep Sorry. The audience in mind at all times, Grant.
I thought you were saying this for me, and I was like, I didn't notice the fact that I can see it, so there's no reason you're describing it to me. Oh, sometimes I say things, and then I'm like, wow, that sounds... I thought that sounded dumb when I was saying it, and then it sounded dumber than I thought. Like, how awesome am I?
You're so relatable, Grant.
Yes, hashtag relatable. Hashtag relatable.
All right, go off.
Okay. So, I need to vamp for a second while I finish editing a picture so I can send it to you to help ground the story, because I'm not going to explain it well enough. And then, so, the story focuses around... Actually, this is quite fitting. So, I intended to find a comic related to trash, because I thought that was close enough to segue in. But then it also mentions recyclables, and that's actually what the story is about, is recyclables. Whoa. Not necessarily recyclables, but recycling. And so, to actually get to the story, though, we have to talk about road work.
Okay.
Okay. So, how do I send things in Skype, first of all?
You click the chat button. That's to the right of the end call button.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so I just noticed I didn't edit the picture how I was intending to. Sorry.
I like how you asked me this, even though like you sent me lots of things in Skype before.
I didn't remember. It wasn't. Yeah, but I wasn't trying to use my brain during that time.
That's fair. Thanks for clarifying.
I'm just going to shut up and actually do this properly rather than like talking slowly and annoyingly. Okay. So around my neighborhood, there has been road construction going on for now a few months. I did not know how long this road construction was going to be, and that it was going to be so long and extensive. I definitely had every opportunity to be aware of that, because I definitely got contacted by the city to explain this to me, and I did not pay close enough attention to the contact that I was given. I think the city did a wonderful job, I'm sure, explaining the fact that this was going to exist. And so, like, near my apartment, like, there's a main road, as most people have, to, like, get to where they live. Main road, there wasn't construction going on there. It was closed for, like, a day. And that's, like, a north-south road. And then, like, there's this east-west road that I used to get to the place where I live.
Uh-huh.
Off of that main road. But, like, there's, like, a back way out of my neighborhood that you can take if, like, you couldn't get out the main east-west road. And so I had to use that for a few months, which was not that big of a deal, honestly. But the biggest pain that it caused is because the place where the recycling is for my apartment is not, like, right at my units, right? The, like, units or the buildings or whatever.
Yeah.
It is kind of down this little east-west road a little bit, and it's in – so the area that was in construction, Mark, for your benefit, is in, like, the nasty-looking circle, and then the place where the recycling bin is in the circular-looking circle.
For the listener,
come on.
Okay, fine. For the listener, Grant has hand-drawn what is a vaguely racetrack-shaped outline of this east-west road that is under construction, and then he has circled in a proper, you know, hit the circle tool, click and drag with shift held. Just straight up circle tool?
They were the same tool. One of them just recognized it as a shape and one of them it didn't.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure how you were doing this. But either way, a proper recognized circle then.
Yeah.
Circling the, like, kind of roundabout cul-de-sac-y area. It's not either, really, because it doesn't seem to be any houses there, but just, like, there's
it's a pointless loop.
Turnaround loop.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a tree in the middle. And on the, like, southwest side of it, he has circled that area, resulting in what is a fairly phallic drawing of his current dilemma.
I just noticed what it looks like. This is so unintentional, and it didn't even cross my mind.
I knew what you were doing the whole time, Grant.
Did you notice that right away?
Pretty immediately, yeah.
Now I know how, like, those videos get online about, like, weathermen accidentally, like, drawing inappropriate things on the weather map.
It's, like, a perfectly natural shape to draw.
Because, like,
comes up all the time.
It didn't even cross my mind. But anyway, yeah. So the important part is the area where my recycling is. It's on this, like, little loop of a road, and it was totally blocked off by the road construction for months. As a result, the, like, city, like, the waste management people, the recycling people, couldn't get to the dumpsters. So there's a huge recycling dumpster, and it's in, like, this little nicely fenced in area to keep it, like, kind of private, so it's not an eyesore or whatever. I don't know. But it was a nightmare during this whole construction process, because it was difficult to get to, because, like, this construction process was extensive. Like, there was, like, a 15-20 foot hole in the ground over the area where the entire road is there. So it's like, there's a period where you, like, literally pretty much couldn't get to it without, like, walking in some, like, slightly wooded area or, like, trees. But then, like, eventually it's like, okay, the road's, like, pretty much there, and they're just, like, finishing up stuff, and it's been getting cold, and so, like, I think work was getting delayed on final steps of, like, finishing the road. So it's like, you could just, like, walk across this, like, already poured bit of road, and they were just, like, waiting to pour, like, the sidewalks and stuff. And so it was a nightmare there, because, like, people were just, like, dumping recycling had been happening for months. And it sucked. But, like, I don't hate people for it, because, like, I get it. Like, the dumpster was completely full. And, like, what else were they, were we supposed to do from, like, just, what, accumulate crap? And, like, I accumulated stuff for a really long time until I found a way to deal with it. But, long story short, this construction is over now. The router's open. Okay. It's great. And so I finally, like, partway through, I ended up dealing with recycling and, like, taking it somewhere else. So that I didn't have to add to the problem. Because it annoyed me. It annoyed me because people were, like, starting to just, like, dump stuff around the dumpster. Which I feel like is just, like, rude and inconsiderate. But, again, like, the place where you're supposed to put it isn't working right now. So, like, what else are people supposed to do? And I get it. People who don't have time to deal with this fact. But now the road's working. Like, they're picking up recycling. And so I've been accumulating for a little while. And so I had, like, two big bags of stuff to take to recycling tonight. So I'll walk over there. And I go to, like, open the little door to get into this little fenced in, like, nicely fenced in area. And, like, it's not like a chain link fence or anything. Like, you can't see through it. So I open it and, like, all of a sudden it stops. And I'm like, what the heck? And so I, like, push more. It's like, there's just, like, stuff strewn everywhere. To the point where it's, like, hard to open the door. And I had to, like, crush boxes in order to get the door open. I was like, oh, my gosh, they haven't, like, doesn't the city know, or whoever does the recycling know that, like, they can pick it up now. Like, it's done. Like, they can get here. Because I was assuming they'd, like, stopped coming. And, like, the front like, doors of the dumpster are flipped all the way back. And there's, like, stuff, like, spewing out of the front of it. And I was like, oh, gosh. Like, I don't want to just, like, dump my stuff here. But I also, like, literally do not have room in my apartment anymore for this. And, like, I need to get it out. It's, like, I've had a stack of cardboard boxes that are broken down and folded up and, like, sitting in my living room for weeks now. And I can't live like this anymore.
Yeah. They're now furniture.
Yeah, I just put up my Christmas tree. Like, it displaced the cardboard box pile, and so now there's no place for it because my Christmas tree's there. It was on my couch for a few days. And I need my couch back. So I was like, I got to figure out something. I was like, I wonder if, like, maybe I go to the back side of the dumpster and I open up those doors. If, like, maybe I can just, like, squeeze something in there a little bit because it's not, like, spewing out of the back side of the dumpster or anything. So then I feel less bad about just string stuff around. So I go back there, like, stomping over boxes the whole way back. I flip, like, the front lids are covering the back lid, so I flip the front lid up as much as I could, and then I flip open the back lid, and the back half of the dumpster is nearly completely empty because people are so, I feel so irrationally frustrated about this, about how lazy and inconsiderate people are at times, and how they do not care about the places they live, or, like, the communities they live in, I swear. Because, like, if you had just taken literally two more steps and touched one item, instead of dumping something literally right next to this area of the dumpster, and, like, just, like, opened it. Like, it was all of the stuff that's strewn around this whole area could have fit easily in the dumpster.
Yeah.
In the back half of it. But it's just, like, this gross mess that, like, makes it hard for other people to recycle, and, like, whoever the poor people are who have to pick up this recycling, like, that's not their job to, like, pick up your crap off the ground. And I'm just like, come on, people, like, put in just, like, not even, like, 50% more effort, like, 2%.
Yeah, you can't have nice things.
It just, yeah, so that was my rant. It just really got me because it was right before we started recording, and it's just like, come on, I don't know. Maybe I just, like, do I have too high of standard, or, like, am I wrong? I don't know. I feel like this is clearly, the stuff there was not put there by one person. It is clearly, like, multiple people. And so it's not like a one person who was, like, having a bad day or being an a-hole. It was like, no, this is, like, a fundamental thing about people, it felt like, almost. Because, like, it almost looked like someone had intentionally, like, strategically put things in the dumpster so that it would, like, pile up in the front and, like, wouldn't flow towards the back of the dumpster. And so, like, it was so surprisingly empty. Like, the physics of how you could put stuff in the front to pile it up without any of it sloshing towards the back was amazing.
Yeah.
And it just, yeah, I don't know. It's just, nah.
Make a sign. It won't help, but it might make you feel better.
Yeah. A former coworker of mine recently sent something to me, and it was just like a picture of a funny thing they had to do at work about like writing safety signs for a place at work. And they decided to go with the, we gotta really like lean into the, I'm the young new guy around, and the new safety signs say, "This is dangerous. Don't put things here. Like, for real, on God, no cap, don't put things here." Or something along those lines. I was like, yeah, that's the type of sign I would write. What type of sign do you think Miss Peach by Mel Lazarus would write, Mark?
A great one.
Cool. Well, if his comic were a sign, we're just going to forget I said that. I can't.
Stop while you're behind, Grant.
I don't know. I could get further behind. If I get further behind and there's a...
I could be the furthest behind.
But if I get more behind and there's a yellow flag, doesn't that mean that like I might just like get a free lap or something? There's something in NASCAR about that. Anyways, so we got two people. I think one of them's Miss Peach, I assume. Like little... I think they're kids. I'm not paying close enough attention. And so there's a little girl, a little boy, I'm going to say. And boy's name is Arthur. So we got Miss Peach and Arthur. Anyway. Miss Peach is saying, "Arthur, you have the world's worst taste, period." And Arthur retorts back, "I like you." Cuts to him kind of smiling, happy with himself. Miss Peach not looking happy. And then she angrily yells back questioningly, "Did I say in everything?"
Huh.
That was not the right voice for that, but...
That worked. We got the idea. Okay, Grant, let's make it simple. What is one thing that you think you do have very good taste in, and one thing that you know you don't have good taste in?
Ooh. I think I have good taste in friends.
Ooh, whoa. Slow your roll there, pal.
Kind of buttermark up so he stops insulting me.
I feel wooed.
No, I think I have like a good taste and judgment in like people that are valuable to keep in my life.
Mm-hmm.
What's something I have bad taste in? I think at times I feel like I have bad taste in food, or like not to like hit it too much, like nail on the head, you know. I'm thinking of other things I have bad taste in now, but I'm gonna finish this one before I mention others, because I feel like I like things that are like flavored too aggressively. Like I enjoy harsh flavors at a lot of the time. Like I like really spicy things, or like, cause like I grew up like eating like cucumbers with vinegar, and then like, so you like have cucumbers in a bowl and then like pour some vinegar on them and eat the cucumbers. And then afterwards, I remember always like loving like
pickle,
like drinking the rest of the vinegar.
Hmm.
Or like, I love like exceptional, like super sour things, or like, I love harsh, long story short, I love harsh flavors. And I feel like that's clearly like a bad, something that like is not.
Your personal umami is a little bit of pain.
Yeah. Yeah. We can go with that. Other things that I'm bad at though, I feel like I have bad taste in like wall art.
Hmm.
I wish I had like, I feel like I see pictures of people in like their places or whatever, and they're just like so aesthetic.
Yeah.
And I just feel so much like I've... Like, I, no matter how much I want to try to do something like that, every time that I, like, even a try to, not even approximate, like, get anywhere close, I'm just like, I have no freaking idea. Like, I got a picture to put on the wall. Like, where do I freaking put it?
Yeah.
Like,
I get that.
Behind me, I recently rearranged a tiny bit of stuff in my office, and, like, I had to move a picture because it was going to be behind something. And then I was like, okay, I'm moving it to a different wall, but it's like, do I put it in like the middle of the wall? Do I put it like centered behind something else? Like how high do I put? Like I have literally no idea like what looks good.
Yeah.
And even once I like, it's not just like, it's the problem isn't that I can't like intuit what will look good without seeing it. It's that after I've seen it, I don't know if it looks good or not.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like I'm like, I think it looks fine, or it looks dumb and I just don't understand. I wish I had that skill.